Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Tainis, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Tana continues to teach us the halachos of asking for rain. The Tana wants to know when we should start saying the same Talim Latal of Racha during the Bracha of Baruch Aleinu. Sagt the Mishnah, B'shloisha B'mar Chezrin, 3 days into Chezrin, by the Shmon Esrei of Mariv, Shayel and Esak Shaman, we begin to ask for rain. Rem Gamliel says, when do we start asking for rain? B'shiva Bai, on the 7th day of the month of Cheshvan, and that would be Chamisha Asayim Achar HaChag, 15 days after Sukkot. Yisru Chag Sukkot is on the 23rd day of Tishrei in Eretz Yisrael. Chodesh Tishrei always has 30 days. So it's a given that from Chav Gimel Tishrei until Zayin Cheshvan, you have 15 days. And why do we wait for 15 days after Yom Tov? The answer is Kadesh Yagia Achrin Shevi Yisrael, so that the last Yid who came up to be Oile Regel, you want to make sure that he gets back home before the rain starts. Even the Yidin that live all the way in the north of Eretz Yisrael, the furthest point Shaykh from Yerushalayim, next to Nahar Pras, it would take 15 days to get from Yerushalayim to that point, and therefore we take away 15 days. Well, what if someone lives outside of the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael? What if someone lives in Chutz Laretz? And it would take him longer than 15 days to get back home. Well, the answer is, if he's outside of Eretz Yisrael, if he lives outside of Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have an obligation to be Oile Regel, unless he owned karka in Eretz Yisrael. But as far as everyone in Eretz Yisrael is concerned, we have to make sure that they get home, even the people who live all the way up by Nahar Pras. So in our Mishnah we learned, the first Tana holds, we start asking for rain, we start saying V'sein Talimater Gimel Cheshvin. Ram Gomil holds 7 days in the month of Cheshvin, which is also 15 days after Sukkot, so the last one can get home. Now really, if you were to look in the Gemara, the Berais in the Gemara explains that there are two times, two seasons, for the beginning of the rain. There's one rain called Yoida, and the other is called Malkosh. Like the Pasuk says, V'nasati mita arzachem bi'itai, Yoira u'malkosh. And that's if we fulfill the V'haya im Shemaya. Now, Yoida is the rain that comes down on Cheshvan right after the Tvua is planted. That causes the Tvua to sprout. Malkosh is the rain that comes down during the month of Nisan, near the time of cutting the Tvua. These rains help the Tvua at that stage. So when the time of Yoida comes, the season that we would expect the first rain, that's when we would start asking for rain. Now the Yoida itself, the first rain that comes down during Cheshvan, that itself is divided into three. The first part of the rain is called Revi'a Rishayna. The second part, Revi'a Shnia. And the third part, Revi'a Shlishis. By the time of Revi'a Rishayna, that's when we start asking for rain. By Revi'a Shlishis, if it didn't rain by then, we start fasting, like we're going to see soon. There's a machlokes in the Gemara exactly when these three zmanim are. Reb Meir holds, the first one, the Revi'a Rishayna is Gimel Cheshvan. The second one is Zayin Cheshvan. And the third one is Yod Zayin Cheshvan. Those are the three times we would expect it to rain. Rabbi Yehuda holds the first one is Zayin Cheshvan. The second one is Yod Zayin Cheshvan. And the third one is Chaf Gimel Mar Cheshvan. And Rabbi Yossi holds the first one is Yod Zayin Cheshvan. The second one is Chaf Gimel Cheshvan. And the third one is Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So in our Tana says at the beginning that on the third day of Mar Cheshvan, by Marv, we start asking for rain, that's the Shita of Rav Meir. Stam Mishnah is Rav Meir, who holds that the first phase of the Yoida called Revi'a Rishayna starts Gimel Cheshvan. Rav Gamliel holds like Rav Yehuda, that the first phase starts Zayin Cheshvan. And the reason he assumes this opinion, the reason he passes like Rav Yehuda, is to make sure that the last person that came up to be Eli Regal should be able to get home. That's how some of the Rishayim learn Pshat.